Hello and welcome to the Business Today News Podcast. I'm Rashi and here are the top stories. India's GDP growth is expected to slow down to 1.5% in the fourth quarter of the financial year 2019-20 with a possible downside bias falling sharply from the 4.7% reported in quarter 3 on account of the spread of the virus and subsequent lockdown, a research by private lender ICICI Bank has said. India's antitrust body is looking into allegations that Alphabet Inc.'s Google is abusing its market position to unfairly promote its mobile payments app in the country, five sources familiar with the case told Reuters. In a much-needed respite to borrowers hit by coronavirus crisis, State Bank of India, the country's largest lender, has extended the moratorium on term loan EMIs by another 3 months in line with RBI's recent announcement. On May 22nd, the RBI Governor Shaktikanta Das had announced extension of the moratorium on payment of loans by another 3 months until August 31st. With India's economy headed towards its fourth ever recession in fiscal 2021, production of cement in the country is likely to witness its steepest ever decline in a year of about 30%, ratings agency Care Ratings has said in its latest report. India is world's second largest consumer as well as producer of cement. The centre may ask states and union territories to take a call on future curbs on their respective jurisdictions after lockdown 4.0 ends on May 31st. However, the same will be outside a nationwide negative list that is likely to continue to prohibit international flights and resumption of schools and colleges. At least 7 deaths on board migrant special trains were reported on Wednesday, officials said, putting the railways in the dock over its handling of these non-AC trains. The National Transporter said most of the deceased had pre-existing health conditions. The 7 deaths, 4 onboard trains travelling to Bihar and 3 terminating in Uttar Pradesh, happened over the past few days and were reported yesterday. And that's all we have for you today. Goodbye for now.